John Fetterman's wife silences social media amid backlash from leftists. By Paul Bois on January 30, 2024. Gisele Fetterman, wife of Senator John Fetterman, DPA, has silenced her social media presence amid backlash from leftists angered over her husband's staunch support for Israel. Gisele Fetterman's accounts on Twitter and Instagram appear to have been deleted, and she has not posted publicly on her Facebook account since December, the Daily Caller noted on Tuesday. She announced her social media break in November with a post on her now-deleted Twitter account and attributed her break to feeling insulted. A spokesperson for Gisele later told the outlet that she was getting bored with social media, fearing that it wasn't adding anything to her life. However, Ashlyn Briere-Prose, a friend of Gisele, posted on Instagram this past December that the senator's wife decided to silence social media due to bullying over her husband. Gisele Fetterman can't tag her because some of y'all bullied her so much she had to take a social media break. She is not her husband, so please be gentle with your critiques, Prose said. Shortly after the Daily Caller published its article about Gisele's ongoing online silence, she returned to Twitter to say that she needed to take a break for her own well-being. I posted several months ago that I would be taking a break from social media. I was bored with it, she said. It wasn't adding anything to my life, but leaving social media is somehow more exhausting than having it. You guys really are terrible, respectfully, she added. Leftists immediately attacked Gisele's status, accusing her of going silent while her husband supports genocide in Israel. How do you feel about your husband's xenophobic remarks about the border and his unwavering support for an active genocide being perpetrated by the Israeli occupation? One user asked. I can't imagine that social media is more exhausting than being married to a man who lied to voters and is a disgusting Zionist, but what do I know? Said another. In 2023, John Fetterman began distancing himself from the far left as he took a harder stance in favor of Israel following the horrific October 7th terrorist attack, earning him the nickname #GenocideJohn. In an interview this past December, Fetterman said he would not be backing down. What I have found out over the last couple of years is that the right, and now the left, are hoping that I die, Fetterman said. There are ones that are rooting for another blood clot. They have both now been wishing that I die. It's just a place where I'm not, he said. I don't feel like I've left the label, it's just more that it's left me. Watch, Fetterman, TikTok is giving younger voters warped view on Israel-Hamas war. I'm not critical if someone is a progressive, he added. I believe different things. As noted by the New York Times, Fetterman has rejected calls for a ceasefire, filled the walls of the hallway outside his Senate office with photos of the hostages taken by Hamas, draped himself in an Israeli flag and even waved one provocatively in the face of pro-Palestinian demonstrators. On other issues, Fetterman has stepped away from his left-leaning colleagues by asking for Democrats to engage with Republicans in a dialogue on border security. I don't think it's unreasonable to have a secured border, he said in a recent interview. I would never put dreamers in harm's way, or support any kind of cruelty or mass expulsion of hundreds of thousands of people. But it's a reasonable conversation to talk about the border. Watch, Fetterman, I want the American dream for all migrants, you can't do that with current border surge. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter @ProLandFilms or Instagram @ProLandFilms.